Welcome everybody to the Governance and Finance meeting, and we'll start with the be aware that the meeting is audio recording and all persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant council officer. We now go to item one, apologies.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, Alderman Emerton.
Alderman Emerton. We don't need a motion, do we? He's just done. Apologies. Two, any declarations of interest? Being none. Item three, procedural, and item 3.1, public question time. So at this point in time, any questions from the public? They could come forward, and as per normal, their name, address. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Chair Goodwin. My name is Douglas Janney, address 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Item 4.1 in the agenda, page 7. What has the Council put in place for 16-17 year to improve the performance of goals 1, 3 and 4 to achieve an off-track percent of 20% or less?
All right.
Do you
want to answer that, do you, at all, or a question you'll take
it
on notice?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly, Council's aim is always to ensure that the off-track percentage is as low as possible. As part of Council's annual report this year, we will certainly be, there'll be commentary in the annual report in relation to those items that have not been achieved or those which are off-track, and also strategies around how we will try to improve that. But certainly the annual plan for 2016-17 has identified those projects that we will continue to pursue to improve those figures. Certainly, the aim is always to have it as low as possible. Without going through each of them, there's a number of explanations as to why they weren't achieved. But as I said, that will be outlined in the annual report as well.
Thank you. Next one is item 4.4. Clause 2.1, page 43. At the top of page 43. Mm-hmm. It's talking about the audit office. Though, two questions. Is the closed matter from the previous year the same as the outstanding matter from a previous years?
Through you, Mr. Chair. It relates, the closed matter relates to journals, general journals that the finance team process, and it possibly has been outstanding for the prior year. We agreed with the audit office to basically continue with our processes, and they were happy with that, and they've closed the matter.
Thank you. Question two, it says outstanding matters from previous years and Council has agreed to implement the recommendation as soon as possible. Why has the recommendation taken so long to implement?
Again, through you, Mr. Chair. We had complied with all of the recommendations in relation to the prior years in relation to that matter. When the audit office came and did their interim audit in May, they made another recommendation, which was a new recommendation on an old matter, if you like, and we've agreed to implement that recommendation as soon as possible.
Thank you. And thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Doug. We now go to item 4, Governance and Finance Report, 4.1, the Annual Plan Progress Report. Can I have a recommendation, please?
Seconded.
Alderman Rockliffe and Alderman Martin to second. Yes. Alderman Rockliffe.
Thank you. Again, comprehensive report of our strategic plan progress for the 12 months now on that report. I guess I did have just a couple of questions around. One was around the Home Hill, and this year's the centenary of Home Hill. Haven't really heard anything about whether we're going to be doing anything around that, or whether that's our responsibility. Whether there's plans. I know Alderman Laycock's involved in the Heritage Committee. And the other one was the lease with Tiagara. Has that been finalised? That's the other question that I had. Thank you.
Through you, Mr Chairman, in relation to the second question, the lease with Tiagara, we actually met, the Mayor, myself and Mrs Hampton met with representatives of Six Rivers last week to address a couple of matters that they had raised in relation to the terms of the agreement that we'd sent to them. It had taken them some time to get back to us, but we have basically at that meeting we agreed that there was some modifications to be made, just very minor modifications, which we are now finalising with the solicitors, and hope to get the agreement back to Tiagara in the next couple of weeks to finalise. In relation to Home Hill, Council's involvement with Home Hill is that we actually provide support to Heritage National Trust, that's right, National Trust, and they actually operate Home Hill. As to whether there's any particular celebrations, no doubt there are, and by the look of it, Alderman Laycock can fill us in on what they are.
Yeah, Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mr Chairman. Yes, all year Anne Teasdale's been having events up there, inviting schools in to use that area where they can take people in. There's lots of things happening up there, but the main event will be on the Sunday, the 16th of October. That's the centenary weekend where the Devonport High School's got the Friday evening and the Saturday. We talked to Anne and to see if she could run the main event that day, and she's happy to do it, and I happen to be on that little committee. It'll be a wonderful centenary garden fete, very old-fashioned type. We're very particular who is going to be exhibiting on that day, and plans for that are going great guns. So, yeah, there'll be more coming up in the next couple of months as far as advertising goes for it.
Thank you. Alderman Martin, as a seconder?
No, a comprehensive report. The only question that I have would be page 14. Building a unique city, outcome 2.4, in regards to Living City Stage 2 retail package. In the progress comments, it has that preliminary discussions held with major retail tenants, etc. Active marketing of the site to commence once land ownership secured. Have we got any time frame in regards to once land ownership secured?
Through you, Mr Chairman. As you'd be aware, Mayor Martin, the ownership of the land is essentially the state government land, and there are certainly some... it's not moving probably as quickly as we would like it to move, some of the discussions with the state government, but as Council was briefed earlier, it is hoped that that agreement will be in place in the not-too-distant future. And then, obviously, then we have the certainty around the land transfer that we can then start to market the site.
Thank you. And just one other, if I may, just to make comment on the rollout of the free Wi-Fi throughout the city. It looks like we're going to have new access points installed and working before the summer tourist season, so congratulations to the IT coordinator and his staff in regards to that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from any Alderman? If not, I'll ask Alderman Rockliffe to close. Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Aye. The ayes have it. 4.2 is our next one on page 32, the Local Government Association of Tasmania Annual General Meeting and General Meeting. So can I have a mover for the recommendation?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Alderman Milne and Alderman Perry. Alderman Milne. Turn your mic on if you wish to speak. Nothing to add. Alderman Perry?
Oh, it's all on the report. Thanks, Alderman Goodwin. Nothing further to add either. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments from any of the Alderman? Alderman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just with this report, I take it that Aldermen are aware that the annual general and general meeting are held this Wednesday and the delegate will be voting on those items. So if there's any, you're happy that the...
Delegate's discretion?
Delegate's discretion on the items?
Yeah, I'll look through them, yeah, no problem.
You're the delegate?
Yes, I just want to make clear, just in case.
All right, so everybody happy with that? No other issues? In doing so, I'll ask Alderman Milne to close.
It's closed.
Thank you. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against, nay. The ayes have it. 4.3, the elected members' report. Can I have someone move that the recommendation be received? Deputy Mayor Rockwood. And second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
And three. Deputy Mayor?
Nothing to add. Looks like we've come in slightly under budget, assuming that nothing else comes in this month, which is good. Well, we're ready to start a new financial year, so thank you.
Alderman Perry?
Not much to add. I was going to say Madam Chair, but I'll say Chairman Goodwin. But it was good to see we had... good representation at the Legat conference. 6 from 9 is probably a better percentage than we've had in previous years, so that's good. Mm. Thank you.
Okay. And just a question for you, to you, General Manager, in relation to that, the TAS loan one, the TASCorp one, there'll be a penalty because the interest rate will, in relation to it, was going to be facilitated by the end of the financial year.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, I think you're actually talking about the next report, the financial report, and yes, there will be. Mm. But in relation to the elected members' expenditure report that's here, we expect that those figures that are mentioned in the report on page 40 will... There might be a few minor accounts that come in towards the end of the year as part of our final process, but it should be pretty close.
No other comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make note that in the Local Government Association of Tasmania, item 12.2, elected members' expenditure, the Hobart City Council has been asking for a consistent disclosure of automatic expenses on a monthly basis, and that we're actually already doing that, so we're well ahead of the capital city.
We're ahead of the game.
Yes, thank you.
You're all right. Now the comments, Alderman Rockliffe to close. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. We go now to the Governance and Finance Report. And the recommendation is contained on page... Which one is it? Page 57. And if we could have a mover, please, for the recommendation that the Finance Report be received.
So moved.
Mayor Martin. And seconded? Deputy Mayor. Mayor Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Comprehensive report. Congratulations on the report itself to the staff. And I will make note in regards to the evacuation centre in concerning the recent floods. Pass on my congratulations to all the staff that were involved in that, Charmaine, Karen Stone, Brooke, Danielle, and the Latrobe Lions were there all day as well, cooking for the those who were evacuated. And I also must make mention the support given by local businesses that provided food for that facility as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Offord.
No, again, a comprehensive report. It's interesting. The Facebook reach is always interesting. The number of people who, even though maybe there's only so many likes, the reach that a Facebook page can get is always fascinating to me. And that continues to grow is a good thing. Thank you.
Any other comments?
No. Just in relation to that question I asked in advance, my mistake, I should have asked it for this one.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, the process is that the financial report is currently being finalised, as this report identifies, and will form part of the annual report for Council. We expect the auditors to be here in the next couple of weeks, but in relation to your question, at the June Council meeting we had indicated that upwards of about $1.6 million would be used of our surplus to assist in meeting the interest adjustment required to pay out the Tazcor loan. Due to the delay in finalising that, it wasn't paid, so therefore we do expect to have a healthy surplus at the end of 2015-16 financial year.
Right. Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman?
No.
You all right?
Yeah.
You'll close?
Yes. Consider it closed.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried. That's the end of it. We need now to move into closed session.
So moved.
So moved. Seconded. Alderman Martin and Alderman Perry. Thanks, Doug. I will. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. The tape goes off at 5:49 p.m.